Good afternoon. We'd like to see today the title of Jesus' ministry in the book of Matthew, chapter 4, entire chapter, verses 1 through 25. Then Jesus was led up by the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted by the devil. Then after them, so in the last chapter 3 of Matthew, we saw Jesus Christ got baptized by John the Baptist. So we saw three persons in God called as a Trinity. After that, after water baptism, Jesus was led up by the Spirit. The Spirit led Jesus into the wilderness in order to tempt or test the Lord Jesus Christ by the devil or Satan. Why Jesus Christ isn't necessary to get tempted by the devil? Because Jesus Christ must be a ransom for people who are sinners. So all people committed sin because of Adam was tempted by Satan. So Adam's original sin is going down to all people. So somebody, sinless person and God nature, the mediator or go-between or days man is necessary to be ransom for our human sins. That's why Jesus Christ is go-between or daysman or mediator, which means Jesus Christ is man, God, and man and God. Job chapter 9 verse 33, the Job indicated he needs a daysman. And besides, there is no daysman between us who can lay his hand on us both in the Old Testament. But today, the Lord Jesus Christ is daysman and mediator. The 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 5 said, one God, one mediator between God and man, the man Christ Jesus. Because Adam's sin, human relationship with God was broken. But through the Lord Jesus Christ, the Lord Jesus Christ gave us the opportunity to restore our relationship between God and us upon our face. Jesus Christ is a high priest according to the order of Melchizedek in the book of Hebrews, not Levitical order in the Old Testament, or Aaron's descendants. Hebrews chapter 2, verse 18 said, he himself has suffered being tempted. He himself, Jesus Christ himself has suffered being tempted because he is able then to deliver them, which means us, who are tempted, you know, damn sinners. So in order to deliver sinners, Jesus himself has suffered being tempted. And when he had fasted 40 days and 40 nights afterward, he was hungry. So he, like a human being, got hungry because of his fasting for 40 days. 40 meaning suffering or maximum fasting date. Or longer, you might be dead. Now, when the tempter or Satan came to him, he said, if you are the Son of God, command that these stones become bread. So Satan told Jesus Christ, if you are the Son of God. So Satan knew Jesus Christ, the Son of God, because in the last chapter, so what a baptism, God the Father told Jesus Christ, this is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. So God the Father told by himself about the Lord Jesus Christ. So Satan knew. So basically, if you are the Son of God, command that these stones become bread. So Satan asked the Lord Jesus Christ, prove up you are the Son of God by this stone becoming bread. So Jesus Christ could do so because Jesus Christ turned the water into wine. So Jesus Christ could make the stone into bread. So Jesus Christ could turn the stone into bread. But Satan asked the Lord Jesus Christ, your divine power should be used to get your physical need, hunger. So let the spirit serve the flesh. So your spirit should be subjected to the flesh. But the Bible, our Christian life, the life of the spirit always prevails the life of the flesh. So we are living for the kingdom of God first. All fleshly necessity shall be added consequently. Not like working for drinking or bread or wearing clothes purpose. We are not living for that purpose, but we are living the purpose of the kingdom of God and his righteousness. So Satan asked, let the flesh serve the spirit. But Jesus answered and said, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word or all words that proceed from the mouth of God. So Jesus Christ denied Satan's suggestion, let the flesh serve the spirit. So Jesus Christ said, just the physical life itself is not sufficient. So we need a spiritual life is necessary. So let the spirit serve the flesh. So basically, trust in the word of God and live after spirit. Then the devil or Satan took him up into the holy city, set him on the pinnacle of the temple, and said to him, if you are the Son of God, here again, if you are the Son of God. So Satan basically, I know you are Son of God, but prove up, you are Son of God by your faith. Throw yourself right here by throwing the Lord Jesus Christ, yourself down, for it is written, the Psalm chapter 91, he shall give, God the Father shall give God's angels charge over you, or over Jesus Christ, and in their hands, the angels' hands, they shall bear you up. They shall bear the Lord Jesus Christ up, lest you dash, lest Christ dash your foot, Christ's foot against the stone. So basically, approve of the word of God, Psalm chapter 91, verses, if you fall down from the pinnacle of the temple into down, so according to the word of God, because you said, by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God, human beings should live. That's why through Bob, you word of God, so you should fall down from the pinnacle of the temple, then the God's angels will protect you, not against a storm. But right here, the Satan gave this read not from the whole context of Psalm chapter 91, but the purpose to make Jesus the Satan's servant. So that's why we should understand God's the verses from its context. If you read Psalm in chapter 91, the context main theme is the Lord, the God is a protector. So this God is a protector. So God will protect you from certain situation. So at that point, God give example. If you fell from Samaria, the angels protect you, against storm and that kind of stuff. Not like this really may not be allowed to be used for own selfish, own Satan, selfish motive purpose. Jesus said to him, it is written again, you shall not tempt the Lord your God. You shall not test the Lord your God. Because of God's word, you shouldn't do in a position of jeopardy or danger. For example, I believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, so I don't need a car insurance, life insurance, or something like that, because God will protect me. No way. So you should take the car insurance, life insurance, because God allowed car insurance, allowed insurance, that kind of opportunity, get opportunity to you. So you shouldn't be in jeopardy. If you are not able to get the car insurance because you are not able to pay the insurance premium, that moment no other choice than no insurance. But in that case, would be fine. But if you are able to pay car insurance premium or life insurance premium, but you said, I trust in the Lord, so you shouldn't do in position over danger of a car accident if occur, or life or death if occur, damaging your family members. Again, the devil took him up on an exceedingly high mountain and showed him all the kingdoms of the world and their glory. And he said to him, all these things I will give you if you will fall down and worship me. So basically, the Satan told Jesus Christ, if you fall down and worship me, I will give all these worlds, all the kingdoms of the world and their glory. It seemed like Satan possessed the kingdoms of the world. It is true in Luke chapter 4, verse 6, for they are mine, the Satan said, they are mine, the kingdoms of the world are mine, Satan's, and I can give them the kingdoms of the world to whomever I will. So Adam was tempted by Satan. That moment Satan cheated Adam's possessory right of the world, because God created the world, God gave dominion or management right or possessory right to Adam. But Adam was tempted by Satan. So Adam was cheated to deliver Adam's possession right of the world to Satan. So Satan, possessed the kingdoms of the world. So the Satan told Jesus Christ, if you fall down and worship me, I will give the kingdom of the world. So basically, Satan knew Jesus Christ was called to be dead on the cross with bloodshed. So through the crucifixion process. So basically, Satan asked the Lord Jesus Christ, I give you the world, everything to you, if you fall down and worship me, rather than a crucifixion process, very suffering process. After then, to turn back the world to God the Father. So the Satan attempted Jesus Christ to avoid crucifixion process to return the world to God rather than immediate taking back the world to Jesus Christ by Jesus Christ falling down and worshiping Satan. So, the Jesus Christ answered, said to him, away with you. Get out, Satan. For it is written, you shall worship the Lord your God, and him only you shall serve. So basically Jesus said, you shall worship God the Father only. So which meaning, I cannot worship Satan at all, because you are not, God the Father. So only you shall worship the Lord your God, and him only you shall serve. So basically, Satan is a creature, original angel created by God the Father. So, but Jesus Christ is a creature. So because Trinity, attribute, creature, totally different. But the angel, fallen angel is a Satan. So creature, all creature, shall worship God the Father only. Then the devil left him, and behold, angels came and ministered to him. Then the devil left him. Right here, the show up. Whenever you got tempted, you should use the God's word. The God's word, after the spirit. So that's very important. Whenever you got tempted, you remind of God's word, you should ask, God the Father's help, the Holy Spirit works, Holy Spirit's protection, Holy Spirit's guidance. And behold, look, angels came and ministered to him. So angels is a creator, came and ministered to him, the Lord Jesus Christ, creator. So right here, Satan is subject to the authority of Jesus. That's why Satan left from Jesus right now. But during Jesus' ministry, Satan continually attacked the Lord Jesus Christ. But always Jesus Christ overcame Satan's attacks. The cross stepped forward to defeat for Satan upon Jesus' resurrection. So the God was called Jesus Christ to be crucified in death to cleanse away our sins, to return the world back to God. So Jesus Christ obeyed God's calling without compromising with Satan's temptation. Now Jesus begins his ministry. So right here, verse 12, now Jesus begins his ministry. When Jesus heard that John had been put in prison, so probably time gap between the first 11 verses and 12 in light of the Gospel of John. So we see a certain gap. So after passing Satan's temptation, Jesus Christ began to minister. He departed to Galilee. So Jesus Christ went to Galilee from Jerusalem. So John had been put in prison in Judah. So he departed to Galilee and leaving Nazareth. Nazareth is a Galilee area. Jesus grew up in Nazareth city. Jesus came and dwelt in Capernaum. So Jesus came and dwelt in Capernaum. Capernaum is a beach city of the Galilee Sea. Galilee beach city. So Capernaum is a headquarter of Jesus' ministry. Like the coverage of Anaheim Hills headquarters is Anaheim Hills City Community Center. So we have several facilities, Sunrise, Yobalinda, Fountain Glen, Anaheim Hills, also Calico in Moreno Valley, also another Rockford facility as well in Moreno Valley. So several facilities. So likewise, Jesus Christ, headquarters of his ministry was Capernaum, which is on the sea coast, Galilee Sea, in the borders of Zebulun and Naphtali. So all of them, Galilee region, Naphtali is the north side, and Zebulun is the south side, around in the Galilee area. Yet it might be fulfilled the prophecy might be fulfilled. So Isaiah chapter 9, verses 1 through 2, the prophet prophesied about 400 or 500 years ago, before Jesus Christ ministry. In the land of Zebulun and in the land of Naphtali, by the way of the Sea of Galilee, beyond Jordan, Galilee of the Gentiles, the people which is that in darkness so great light, who is the Lord Jesus Christ, and to them which is that in the region and shadow of death, light is sprung up. Light is sprung up. So the people has hope, has a light from darkness. So people, got delivered from eternal sins, or illness, or suffering, or hardship. So light is spring up. So the Lord Jesus Christ is light. The Lord Jesus Christ himself is hope. So our all things should be subjected to the Lord Jesus Christ. That's why we have hope in the Lord Jesus Christ. And from that time, Jesus began to preach and to say. So Jesus started to preach. Preaching meaning focus on unbeliever. So preaching, the first step, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Repent. Repent for what? Repent for what? So repent, your life is a self-oriented life. So repent your life, self-oriented life. Repent your life then, or deny yourself and convert to the Lord. So repent, first step, repent, wipe out your heart, your darkened heart, your self-heart, your selfishness, your all, sinfulness. Repent. So clean up your heart. For the kingdom of heaven is at hand. The kingdom of heaven meaning God the Father controls your area. So wherever God controls 100% is the kingdom of heaven. So your life is controlled by the Holy Spirit or by God, not by yourself. So this message basically is the same as John the Baptist. So in order to believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, the first step, you should repent. So you should deny, you know, by yourself. Then you accept the Lord Jesus Christ. Simon called Peter. And Jesus working by the Sea of Galilee saw two brothers. So Jesus working by the Sea of Galilee saw two brothers. Jesus Christ called his disciples. Right here, Simon called Peter. So Peter and Andrew, his brother, and they were casting their nets in the sea because they were fishermen. And he said unto them, follow me, and I will make you a fishers of men. So basically, Jesus Christ asked Peter and Andrew, follow me, I will make you fishers of men. That, at that moment, the Peter and Andrew responded immediately. Immediately, they left their nets and followed him. So this is a very important. Whenever the Lord calls you, you should respond immediately to the Lord. Otherwise, your calling might be diluted by temptation over your selfishness or your darkness. So whenever God calls you, you should respond immediately to you. So when do you believe in the Lord Jesus Christ? Right now, not tomorrow. Not, you know, after accomplishing something. No, right now, immediately. And going on from there, he saw two other brothers, James, the son of Zebedee, and John, his brother. And they were in a ship with Zebedee, their father, mending their nets, and he called them. And they immediately left the sheep and their father, and they followed him. So also Jesus Christ called John and James, the brothers. So, but did they respond to Lord Jesus Christ? Immediately followed the Lord Jesus Christ. And Jesus went about all Galilee teaching in their synagogues. So Jesus went about all Galilee. So wherever available, or wherever led by the Spirit, Jesus Christ submitted to the law. So first preaching to unbelievers based upon their own repentance from over their own sins. Then teaching basically the word of God to believers. So the verse 23 said, preaching the gospel of the kingdom and healing. So Jesus Christ's ministry was basically preaching to unbelievers, teaching to believers, and healing. So pastoring, healing. So Jesus Christ ministered in three parts. So also, we all Christians should minister in terms of preaching, teaching, or and healing. At wherever, which meaning at home, at work, at church, wherever led by the Spirit. All manner of sickness and all manners of disease among the people. So all manner of sickness, all manner of physical sickness, all manner of financial sickness, all manner of spiritual sickness, all manner of mental sickness. And his fame went throughout all Syria. So Jesus Christ was so popular by his preaching, teaching, and healing ministry. And they brought unto him, or Jesus, all of the sick people that were taken with diverse diseases, various kinds of diseases, and torments, or sufferings, and those which were possessed with devils, possessed by devils, and those which were lunatic, which meaning, which were insane or crazy,
And those that had the palsy, crippled, and he healed them. Jesus Christ healed them. And they followed him, great multitude of people. So many people followed the Lord Jesus Christ from Galilee and from the Decapolis, right-hand side over Jordan River, and from Jerusalem, the left-hand side, Jerusalem, left and over south, Jerusalem, and from Judea, and from beyond the Jordan. So all over Israel, many people followed the Lord Jesus Christ. So the fame of Jesus spread out all over Israel. Finally, we saw the minister of Jesus it was based upon three. First is the preaching to unbelievers. Second, teaching to believers. Teaching the word of God to the believer. The last one, healing. So Jesus Christ's ministry focused on restoration after the spring. So we should do our life focusing on restoration after the spring. Two. Let's pray all together. Heavenly Father, thank you so much Jesus' ministry. We saw Jesus' ministry is three terms. First, preaching to unbelievers. Second, teaching to believers. The last one is healing or pastoring. So by the Spirit, after the Spirit, help us to minister one of the three ministers or all three ministers everywhere, at home, at work, and at church, for your kingdom and your righteousness. Inspire us to study your word in the Spirit. Fill us with the Holy Spirit. Mortify our flesh team. Help us to be spiritually minded rather than fleshly minded. In Jesus' name, amen.